Mary is taken up to heaven, a chorus of angels exalts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Let me share with you the story of two stunningly beautiful women, but who have one decisive difference. One knows she's gorgeous, but the other does not. The humble woman's praises are sung by Sammy Kershaw in his hit song, "She Don't Know She's Beautiful." Gotta love country music grammar. Here are a few lines. "We go out to a party somewhere. The moment we walk in the door, people stop and everybody stares. She don't know what they're staring for." You might remember the refrain. "She don't know she's beautiful. Never crossed her mind. She don't know she's beautiful. No, she's not that kind. She don't know she's beautiful, though time and time I've told her so." The beauty of a humble woman is not only skin deep, but sinks deep into her soul, and from there radiates out to the world. Her beauty is spiritual as well as physical. The second woman could also be a supermodel, but unfortunately, she's fully aware of it and even needs others to know that she's so beautiful. We find this femme fatale in the story of Snow White, personified in the evil queen. Every morning, she inquires of the magic mirror, who, by the way, cannot tell a lie, "Magic mirror in my hand, who's the fairest in the land?" Undoubtedly, the evil queen is ravishingly beautiful, and the magic mirror must admit it. But not only is the evil queen vain, she's also jealous and wants to kill the competition. And so when the magic mirror answers that Snow White is the fairest in the land, the evil queen becomes bent on her destruction. In other words, such beauty does not stay simply skin deep, but devolves into a disguise for evil. Imagine a wolf in sheep's clothing. Or as Sarah Palin put it more colorfully, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. That's where the shallow beauty of the evil queen eventually ends. Lipstick on a pig. The scriptures today speak about the first kind of beauty, a beauty queen, the queen mother, Mary. All the passages of our scriptures are closely related and well worth our careful study. But let me just say a word on Psalm 45, a coronation psalm. We repeatedly said, "The queen stands at your right hand, arrayed in gold." But before we can determine who the queen is, though, we must ask, who is the king in question? Scripture scholars overwhelmingly agree that Psalm 45 is a prophecy about the Messiah, the future King, Davidic king of Israel, namely Jesus. If Jesus is the king, who then is the queen? In this case, it would not be the king's wife, but rather the king's mother, the queen mother, an ancient institution called the Gebirah. Think about it. In a culture where you had polygamy, more than one wife, it was safer to seat the king's mother next to him. The one who sits at the right hand of the king, arrayed in gold, is the queen mother. Now fast forward to Jesus and the episode in Mark chapter 10, when James and John ask ambitiously to sit on the Lord's left and on his right. They sounded suspiciously like the evil queen, vain and competitive. Jesus explains to the sons of thunder, "To sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." And we might wonder, for whom specifically has it been prepared? From the time of King Solomon and his queen mother Bathsheba, the seat on the king's right was reserved for the Gebirah, the queen mother. And in the case of Christ, that seat was made for Mary. And what distinguishes Queen Mother Mary from all other women, indeed from all other men, even apostles? Simple, her humility. Every Christian could sing like Sammy Kershaw, "She don't know she's beautiful, though time and time I've told her so. Indeed, all generations will call Mary blessed, but a girl like her, she just don't see what the fuss is all about." Mary's sublime beauty is surpassed only by her genuine humility. Humility is the heart of her beauty. My friends, the annual feast of the Assumption of Mary into heaven is all about a beauty queen. But it also holds a hidden lesson on humility for each of us. That is real beauty. Beauty applauded also by the angels is never merely skin deep like the egotistical evil queen, but goes to the depths of a heart that is humble, like the sincerity and simplicity of Snow White. If we hope to be loyal subjects of the Gebirah, the queen mother, Mary, then humility must be the cornerstone of our holiness. We have to stop staring in the magic mirror and asking, who's the fairest in the land? Only those who are oblivious to their own beauty can become eternally beautiful. Praised be Jesus Christ.